Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Thor Explorations, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol THX. And for everyone down in the US, you can find the symbol THXPF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Segun Lawson. Now, Thor Exploration focused on a few projects within the company's portfolio, the Segilola Gold Project, that's 100% owned in Nigeria and in production. We'll be focusing a lot on this project because we did just receive the Q1 financial and operation results. Company also holds a 70% interest in the Douta Gold Project located in Senegal. We are waiting for drill results from this project. They also hold a 49% interest in the Central Hundi project in Burkina Faso. Segun, let's start with these Q1 financial and operation results. These are quite good results here. The company achieved commercial production with little over 21,000 ounces of gold produced in that Q1 period. Head grade was around 3.3 grams per ton. Recoveries 94.1%. This is generating some nice cash flow for the company. Let's just start off in terms of the operational results. What do you want to highlight here, Segun, in terms of what you were expecting and what the company produced in Q1?
Thank you. First of all, thanks for having me back on. And yes, to answer your question, we're very happy with the quarter, the performance operationally. Obviously, the teething issues we had in the fourth quarter last year were of concern to us as we closed out the year. But after a solid December, we had pretty high expectations in the Q1. And we released a guidance of 20 to 22,000 ounces. And as you mentioned earlier, we produced just over 21,000 ounces. So in the upper half of that guidance, we were very happy with that. I think the key point to take away was that during the quarter, and in fact, going back from December, we had improvements month on month from December through to March in every aspect. So all the way from the mining to the head grade to the recovery, there were significant improvements to ounces produced each month. And we are now happy that, you know, we have steadied the ship. We're now running a commercial production. The plant is performing above the design capacity. And, you know, the team is now very used to operating this plant as we had hoped it would operate.
Well, Segun, hats off to your team, both operationally and just on the management side, for getting this mine up and running in a relatively quick amount of time without too many issues. You mentioned a few teething issues in Q4, but compared to a lot of the other mines we've seen start up from other companies, you guys have been sailing right along. And I'd love you to highlight what your cost structure is now for the quarter, but also what your estimations are for the year.
Okay, so we achieved an all-in sustaining cost of just under $800 per ounce, $799 per ounce, and a cash cost of just under $700 per ounce in Q1. Our guidance for the year is between 850 and 950 ounces. So we, in terms of the first quarter, we've come below our guidance, but we still maintain that guidance of 850 to 950. Obviously, as we mine different areas of the pit, the strip ratio may increase and we mine more waste in some months than we do in other months. So we do maintain and would hopefully stay between 850 and 950. We also have a guidance for the year of 80 to 100,000 ounces. We're not going to change that guidance for now. We still believe we should be able to achieve that. And for the second quarter, we expect to produce more than we did in the first quarter. So between 22 and 24,000 ounces this quarter. The other thing I would say is, you know, we've paid our first debt repayment. The other teething issue we had in Q4 last year with exporting our gold hasn't been an issue. We're now regularly exporting our gold and we're beginning to generate timely revenues. So in all aspects, you know, we're very happy with the operation. Also looking at the throughput rate, the plant has run very well above this design throughput capacity, you know, north of 10% on average. Per month, we're putting an increased throughput through without any issues. This combined with the increased recoveries makes our cash flow strong as per the guidance and as per our expectations. So we're very happy with that as well.
Segun, can we continue to expect higher than you even expected throughput through that mill, or was this going to be an anomaly for the first quarter?
No, we certainly don't think it's going to be an anomaly. So we have based our Q2 projections on this throughput rate. One thing we're looking to continue to improve, though, is the recovery. So like we press released, we're working towards a 96% recovery. And, you know, given how January, February, and March went, that trend, we hope to continue into Q2, and we hope to achieve around about that 96% recovery in Q2.
Shagun, how have you been managing the inflationary pressures that most companies, not just mining companies, but all companies are facing? And, you know, you mentioned that while you came in under guidance at around 800 all-in sustaining costs per ounce, you still have that guidance of 850 to 950. How will that be affected by inflation, and what are you doing to offset some of that inflation?
So, I mean, the two key areas that impact us the most are the diesel costs, and also I think globally all mining companies are experiencing an increase in costs of ammonium nitrate, which is required for the explosives. On the explosive side, there isn't a huge amount we can do, but except bulk purchase ammonium nitrate, which gives us price protection for another 6 to 9 months. And we've done that. We did that earlier this quarter. And on the diesel side, we also press released, we are transitioning from diesel to compressed natural gas for our processing plant, which takes a bulk of our fuel. That significantly offsets our fuel cost. So that combined with the bulk purchase of ammonium nitrates, we believe we're confident in our 850 to 950 cost range for the year.
Let's talk about the debt or that senior credit facility that the company has. You mentioned that you have repaid some of that in Q1. The news release from May 31st takes us through some of the repayments, and there are some other terms that it seems like were changed a little bit within the senior credit facility. Can you take us through how much is still owing and what that schedule is going to look like moving forward?
Sure. So the total facility was $54 million. In December, we actually decided to cancel the last $1.4 million because we were generating cash and we didn't need to draw it down. So that was the first win for us. We made a second repayment on March 31st, which was just over $2.5 million, which was debt and interest. But notably, come end of June and end of September, it's a sculpted repayment, which means it's front heavy, should I say. The repayments at the beginning are higher. So at the end of this month and at the end of September, we expect to have paid back more than 35% of the total loan, close to 40%. And then the repayments as per schedule are pretty low. So we believe we're on track to do this. Both payments at the end of June and end of September, north of $10 million. And that would significantly reduce our debt exposure. And then it would be within the company's decision-making process whether to continue with the repayment as scheduled or to try and fast-track the repayment. Obviously, these are decisions the company will have to make based on the circumstances globally and the performance of the plant itself.
Well, thanks for sharing those details on the debt repayment schedule, Shagun. And now let's shift over to the growth around Segulola, because you still have been working on the 7,500 meter reverse circulation and diamond drill program. Some of these targets you had were right near the mine, and then some of the targets were more regional targets, looking for some of those potential satellite open pits that could supplement the mine. What could you tell us about the ongoing drill program at Segulola?
Yeah, I mean, they're all going. You know, we're eagerly anticipating finishing this drill program and also eagerly anticipating these results as they come in. We have three rigs going, two RC rigs and a diamond rig for the 7,500 meters. So hopefully by the end of June, we would have finished the whole program. However, hopefully by the end of June or early July, should I say, we should start getting some initial results in. So we're excited by that. You know, we've always believed in the prospectivity of the geology close to the mine. We've just never had been in a position to fully explore and implement a large drill program here. We've always really been focused on the development of Segulola. We've always really been focused on, after the development of Segulola, we've been focused on getting the operational performance right. Now we believe we've achieved those. We're pushing ahead with this exploration program. Unfortunately, there have been delays in the commissioning of our exploration lab. We have a mining lab on site that has been somewhat out of our control, really, with a third-party contractor bringing in the lab equipment. And we're hoping, you know, over the next 4 to 6 weeks, that can be implemented, and that would really shorten our turnaround times in terms of this exploration as well. So that's a very important area for us. It's an area with a lot of focus. And, you know, over the next 4 to 8 weeks, we're looking at getting these results in, and I'm hoping I'll be able to update you and the market with some good drill results.
So Shagun, can you remind everybody where the company stands in terms of resources in the ground within the mine plan, and then using this exploration that's ongoing that sounds like you guys can focus a bit more on now that the operations are up and running smoothly? How quickly can potential future ounces be added to a mine plan and even mined?
Very quickly, in summary, you know, where everything we're drilling right now is within trucking distance. We have near mine targets being drilled, which are just a couple of kilometers away. And if you see in our MD&A, we have another drill program going on about 15 kilometers west of Segilola. So that's also within trucking distance. These can easily be incorporated into the resource. One of the key differences now is we have such a big infrastructure of technical personnel on the ground, and we have, you know, fleet of the heavy earth moving equipment as well, which means we can very quickly, you know, adapt. We're very flexible with our drill programs. We're very flexible with target generation as well. So right now the reserves are just over 500,000 ounces. The global resource is, you know, add on another, you know, 150,000 ounces to that. We're looking to now extend the resource and hopefully increase the reserves as well over the next few months.
Well, Shagun, while we're talking about exploration and expanding resources, we probably should also touch on Douta. You still have an ongoing drill program there. Can you bring everybody up to speed on how many meters are being drilled and where the key targets are over at Douta on the company's second project?
So we have a phased exploration program there. The first phase was to see if Makosa continued to extend to the north. Right now, the strike length is about 7 kilometers. So we've done a wide space program to see if it continues to the north. And we've also put a few holes in at this target right in the north of our license called Sambara. The next phase of the project is infilling Makosa to get most of the resource we reported last year into a more indicated category so we can push ahead with our economic study. So that program will hopefully kick off in the next few weeks. What is slowing us down at the moment is just waiting for these drill results, which are beginning to come in, and hopefully we should get them all in this month.
Okay, so that 6,000 meters, that is completed, right? That's at the assay lab, which you're waiting for as you get those back, or once you get those back, that's when you'll start up that second infill program?
That's correct, yes.
Well, and Shagun, can you just remind people the size of Douta based on the resource that you did put out last year? It was just the maiden resource, but where it is and then how you possibly see it growing.
So the maiden resource was 730,000 ounces in the inferred category, grading at 1.5 grams per ton. I mean, a lot of that resource had a number of areas which were closely spaced. However, we just, seeing as it was a maiden resource, we just press released our inferred resource. So the focus now is trying to see the economics of this and if they're viable. And in order to do that, we're focusing on some infill. We're also focusing on various studies on the metallurgy, on the geotech, on the hydro. And these are all the studies that are going to have to be completed through the end of the year. So we're really focusing on Makosa as the key area of this license. However, we did have a number of discoveries slightly further away from Makosa, which is smaller. We had Mansa, we had Sambara, where we have put in a few scout holes. But to answer your question, the real focus is Makosa and Makosa Tail.
Now, Shagun, in that May 31st news release, there were also some management changes. A new CFO was brought in, a COO was appointed after being VP Corporate Development for the company. Take us through these management changes, please, and what the significance is for the company now moving forward.
Yeah, I think that the key point here is we've transitioned from an exploration company running around raising pockets of cash and carrying out studies or building a mine to an operating company. And in order to do so, we've acknowledged that, you know, the company's grown, the company's changed. James, who has really been, should I say, instrumental in the company's development since we built the mine over the last, should I say, 10 months, has been operating very well in COO capacity, and we've appointed him a COO. He's someone who's extremely competent and capable of continuing to deliver. And, you know, we've recognized that on the CFO side as well. Chris, who comes in from having operating experience from a cash flow generation point of view and has also worked in Nigeria for the largest, should I say, conglomerate mining and cement perspective Dangote Industries in Nigeria. He brings a lot of a wealth of experience, also having worked for listed companies and worked in an advisory capacity to listed mining companies. He's an excellent fit as well. So we're really looking forward to them continuing to add value to the company going forward.
All right, Segun, thank you for this update. We'll post a link to the company's website and news section below this interview. And if any of you have any follow-up questions for Segun regarding the operations or exploration or anything else within the company, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We'll get those addressed for you, and we'll also bring Segun back on as it sounds like some of these drill results start to come out to the market. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Thor Explorations. Segun will follow up as some more news hits the market. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks very much. Okay, thanks, guys.